Simon Shin Mem Vav Siv Gimel. Kalpif. Yerisha Vesa Sain Shilahuk of Ladir. You have an enclosed area with a fence around it. It was not enclosed for dwelling purposes. You want to plant things over there. And we'll see later in Simon Shin and Ches. So in such a case, if it's more than Vesa Sain, which is a little more than 70 Amos by 70 Amos, Osru Chachomi Lataltal Boy. Chazal gave us a din of a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry four or more amas in it. So here is a karmelis, but it's different than the other ones, because this is midiraisa rishus yochid. Just midirabon is a karmelis. The other ones are midiraisa mokam tur. Mutil hoitzim men al a karmelis achik going bikoi versafonov. So here's a chiddush. But even though this is a different type of karmelis, and this one is rishus yochid deraisa, since Chazal gave a din of a karmelis, they also permitted you lakula to carry out from this area into a karmelis that does not have mechitzas at all. It says the Rambam, the chaimut alikat mafteach mikamelis lefnei agina lefteach v'nil l'avzim mafteach elov. If someone wants to unlock his door, and there is a karmelis area in front of his door, so you're allowed to take the key even from an unwalled karmelis area into a walled karmelis area to unlock the door. You have to make sure that there is no area in the middle which is Rishus HaYochid. If you have, before you go into the area before the door, you have some porch and the like, which is 10 tvachim by 4 and 4 tvachim, then you have a problem because you can't take from the kamelis into that area which is Rishus HaYochid. Or Sheyesh Lo Yishnei Mechitas Menat Stodim Shem Bechovim Arba. Another situation that will be Rishus HaYochid is if you have two mechitas on the sides of the entrance area and each one is 4 tefachim wide, u'mashkov oleh rechov ha'ava, and then you have something on top of it, rechov ha'ava, basically you form the Turas HaPesach. It does have Rishus HaYochid, aval bi she'enu gevoy asora. Such a situation, Rishus HaYochid, and even though the patio or the porch is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, but if it has these mechitzas that were made, like we just described, the Turas HaPesach, two poles on the side and one on top, and that area enclosed becomes Rishus HaYochid, so you can't carry from that area into a karmelis. Umi also lahachnas meiskuba Rishus HaYochid, ikvad hachashin l'shem aloyeh tikra abo. This entranceway, if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's Rishus HaYochid. Even so, you cannot carry from that area into another Rishus HaYochid because we're concerned that maybe the entranceway will not be 4 tefachim. And then this area won't be Rishus HaYochid. Chayshin Hashem Eloyeh Tikra Abo. You cannot carry from this entranceway into Rishus HaYochid because we're concerned that this entranceway will be less than 4 tefachim. And then it will have a din of a karmelis. If this porch is not 3 tefachim above the area in front of it, it'll have the same status of that. So Mimela, if it's home to a karmelis, that area will have a din of a karmelis. Today we treat most streets as just a karmelis, unless someone's in a big city. Afilum gavoya sholosh, meyachar kolosh shalono, you have a karmelis, and minimum some minutes a day, the motion is Boshim and Samachay. Even if it's 3 tefachim above the karmelis, but since it's open to a karmelis, it has the status of a karmelis. Achein matik rechov ha'arba, ein lamechitzes, v'nat stodim dinam kishrus shel foner. Another situation which we treated as not being considered part of the Rishus HaYochid, if you have a roof and it does not have mechitzes around it. Therefore, it's considered also a part of the karmelis. You won't be able to carry from that area into the house. Achein says the Ramah, begagam shelon ha'abotim v'nei abotim, dinam kishrus shel foner. Also, our rulers that stick out of the ground, if you stand underneath that, it's considered also part of the karmelis. Mr. Brewer brings over here that a lot of people have a mistake. They think that if the rooftop is sticking out past the walls and you're standing underneath the roof, then we say that the roof kilu makes mechitzas around itself, and that area will be part of the Rishus HaYochid. They said, we see from here, it's not the case, that underneath the gag is considered part of the area outside of the Rishus HaYochid. Mishnah Brewer has an Eitzah, if you set up poles underneath this overhang and they form a Tzuras HaPesach, then the area that's enclosed in the Tzuras HaPesach will be considered part of the Rishus HaYochid.